WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Members of the Electoral College cast their votes for president today.
The votes cast by the electors are the ones that really elect the president, according to political scientist Quentin Kidd.
The vote that happened in early November where we all went and cast our votes, that was really advisory as far as the founders were concerned.
But Kidd says many states, including Maryland and Virginia, now have laws requiring electors to vote according to the will of the residents. Electors who break that law are called unfaithful electors. And while there will likely be more of them than in years past,
I don't think we're going to see nearly enough to overturn the results of the election.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Sour grapes is how Donald Trump's closest advisors see Democrats' complaints that Moscow hacked their private emails during the campaign. Mr. Trump's incoming chief of staff, Reince Priebus, says there's no evidence that Russian interference in the election changed its outcome. Republican Senator John McCain, meanwhile, is joining Democrats in calling for a special select committee to investigate alleged Russian interference in the U.S. election. It's another Arctic cold morning for the upper Midwest today.
A deep freeze that set record cold temperatures this weekend in more than 30 major metro areas in the plains and upper Midwest continues this morning. Wind chill temperatures were recorded as low as 40 degrees below zero in Minnesota and 30 below in Wisconsin and Illinois. A wind chill advisory remains in effect until late morning, which is forcing dozens of school districts in the Wisconsin-Illinois state line area to open late this morning to allow a small warm-up before students walked to school or waited outside for buses.
Correspondent Ted Aylin. At least 22 people were rescued after 16 sailboats overturned during part of a sailing event in the Severn River off Annapolis yesterday. Those rescued range in age from 16 to 70, all pulled from the water unharmed. It all happened around 2:30 yesterday when the wind started gusting and the water turned rough. The Carolina Panthers come to FedEx Field tonight for a Monday Night Football showdown with the Redskins. Quarterback Kirk Cousins remembers all too well the 5 turnovers that cost the Skins the game between those two teams last year.
You'd like to think we're a more mature team when it comes to managing. You know, and each play had a reason. You know, the one was an overthrow to Deshaun for interception. You'd like to think that, you know, that ball maybe would be thrown a little more accurately now. You'd like to think so. I mean, I'm still going to miss throws, but you'd like to think that as you get better, those plays don't happen.
Kickoff tonight, 8:30. Some of the biggest local stars of the Rio Olympics are being honored at a public ceremony tonight.
As expected, Ledecky is on her way to history at these Rio Games.
Olympic gold medal swimmer and Bethesda native Katie Ledecky will be among a handful of local Olympians being honored at the Silver Spring Civic Building tonight. This is Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett.
We've decided to do a number of things to kick off what we are now doing, which is the Montgomery County Hall of Fame of Sports, and these will be the first inductees into that.
Fellow swimmer Jack Conger, canoeist Ashley Nee will also be on hand. The event starts at 7 o'clock. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A smog red alert in China has forced cities there to limit the number of cars on the road and temporarily shut down hundreds of factories to cut down pollution. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,843, the NASDAQ at 54,37. Sports, the Wizards get 41 points from Bradley Beal as they beat the Clippers. College basketball, Howard wins. NFL, the Giants and Cowboys win. The Ravens beat the Eagles. And the Redskins host the Panthers tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. In breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
Accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids.
donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
Get your carpets cleaned before the holidays. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And coming in from the west on 66, pretty normal volume through Manassas to Centerville as you pass Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, Manassas area. Let's go on to Sudley Road, 234 at Stonewall Road. That's south of Rolling Road. Crews responding to an accident again on Sudley Road. No problems reported, 95, but yes, we have to stop and go through Aquia briefly in Woodbridge. To the Wilson Bridge, the minor crash we had before the bridge span, that looks like that's been cleared. But delays are almost back to Route 5, Branch Avenue, so before St. Barnabas Road for the stop and go. DC 295 in the northbound direction, the crash north of Pennsylvania Avenue, but before you get to East Capitol Street, southbound lanes reported open in that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much colder air now settling in, gusty winds now backing down, still northwesterly 10 to 15 miles per hour today. The overcast mix in with some sunshine. Probably make it back to 37. Most of us just holding in the mid to upper 30s all day. 25 tonight and outside the Beltway colder. Tuesday sunny 42. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 28 in Manassas, 32 in Kensington, 32 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. The Cowboys put the Redskins back in control of their own postseason destiny. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL. Brian and Larry have the morning off. I'm Rick Fowler. Mary Walter is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Don Beyer, the Northern Virginia congressman, wants to delay the vote by the Electoral College today. How come? Well, we're going to ask him at 7:35 this morning. Also, did you lose your girlfriend or maybe your wife or your significant other over the election results? There is a Trump dating site now. We're going to tell you where to find it and what's going on. But the big news is tonight. FedEx Field.
To the Redskins.
The Panthers are in town, and we are joined by Trevor Maddich, Redskins elite long snapper, WMAL Redskins analyst, and Comcast Sportsnet co-host. Trevor, good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
All right, we've got three regular season games to go. The Redskins are kind of running out of wiggle room if they hope to make it to the postseason. So how badly do they need to win tonight? Is it a must win, or is it a really good idea to win, but they could lose and still keep going?
Well, it's a must win if they want to control their own destiny. In other words, they've got three games to go, and if they win them all, the Redskins will make the playoffs. But if they lose against Carolina, then they've got to have help from Tampa Bay and from Green Bay or Detroit. So what they want to do is win this thing and continue to control their own destiny, because of all the ups and downs and all the crazy things that have gone around, and having tied one of their games instead of won it in London against Cincinnati. The Redskins find themselves with 3 weeks to go in control of getting the last wild card spot in the playoffs. But to keep it, they've got to win.
Cam Newton's the three-time Pro Bowl quarterback of the Carolina Panthers. He will be facing off against one of his old teammates, Redskins cornerback Josh Norman. Now, they know each other clearly pretty well. They probably know strengths and weaknesses. What does that mean for Norman versus Newton tonight?
Actually, the strengths and weaknesses mean a lot. And it's not just a matter of where they throw the ball. Cam Newton is not very good at throwing the ball deep. He only completes 28% of his passes when he throws it 20 yards or more. And Norman will know where he tends to miss certain routes. So if he tends to throw it short on this route or long on that route, when he sees something develop, he'll know where to get in order to have maximum opportunity for an interception. But more than that, to me, the fun of watching Norman against Cam Newton is the mental game. Nobody talks a better game and gets into your head better in the NFL than Josh Norman. And nobody is more susceptible to getting somebody else into their head than Cam Newton. Norman knows what buttons to push and when to push them. So that part of it will be so much fun to me. I mean, watch the game while the play's going on. But whatever you do, when the whistle blows, keep watching, because that's where the real game will be played.
Trevor, this is Mary Walter. Good morning.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I know nothing about football. I am a Villanova basketball fan. I am a member of the Nova Nation. So this, to me, is Greek. However, because I love you, I did some research. And, all right, so you guys are playing the Carolina Panthers. And in 2013, the defensive player was Luke Kuechly, right? And he plays for the Panthers.
Yeah.
But he's not playing because he had a concussion in November, right?
Right.
He is now cleared to play. What happens if he plays in this game? Does that affect your chances of winning at all?
No, Mary, that is a fantastic question.
Oh, thank you.
Because that's one of the keys to this game. Now, what they did do, though, was they spell his name in a way to confuse basketball fans, because it is pronounced Kuechly, but that's not your fault. I didn't know that.
Because that's a ridiculous way to pronounce that name, I'm just saying.
Well, you know, in covering college football, it took me a couple of years to figure out how to say his name, because I watched him on tape and read his name, but I never heard anybody say it because I have the sound down. So it's not your fault. So Luke Kuechly is one of the best linebackers in the NFL, and he was cleared from the concussion protocol on Saturday. And his coach has said that he hasn't decided yet whether or not he will play Luke Kuechly in this game. That is ridiculous. Luke Kuechly will play. And he's number 59, so watch if you see number 59 there. Because if he does play, which I expect him to, and most people do, it changes the defense of Carolina. They have one of the best defensive lines in the NFL. And one of the reasons that defensive line is so good is that they occupy blockers and allow the linebackers to run free. Well, when the linebacker running free is Luke Kuechly, it's a whole other level of problems than if it's his backup. So when the Redskins fans watch this game, look for number 59, because if he's in there, it'll complicate things for the Redskins.
Interesting.
Trevor, let's talk about Kirk Cousins and his game plan now. The Carolina cornerback group, two of these guys are rookies. Josh Norman used to be a cornerback. Does that give Kirk Cousins the opportunity to exploit a vulnerability there?
It really does, because the Redskins have so many good receivers, and it looks like their tight end Jordan Reed should be able to play a little bit more than he did last week. That makes another level of complication for those young guys in the secondary for Carolina. And it's all a matter of getting pass protection. The Redskins' offensive line will be together for the first time since Cincinnati and London, for the first time in a long time, because of injury and suspension, at least most likely the lineup that we expect. And if they perform well, then Cousins should carve up the Carolina secondary. If they don't, then Cousins will get smashed, because guys like Kawan Short, Starlo Tulele, guys that are fantastic run stuffers and pass rushers will cause all kinds of havoc. So really, when Cousins drops back in the pocket early in the game, watch for how much time he has. Because if he has time early, then he'll carve him up and things will be really bad for Carolina. If he doesn't, if he gets hit early, then the Redskins all of a sudden will be on their heels, because that's what they do best, is throw the ball, and they can't do that without protection.
Okay, the Eagles game last week, I think we were, you know, surprised to see that the Eagles, whose, you know, offense hasn't been great, managed to convert 50% of their third downs, and even worse, the Eagles converted 2 out of 3 on the fourth down plays. What are the Redskins, what have they done this week to fix that, or what do they need to do to fix it?
You know what, there's not much they can do, Rick, just because they've got injuries that they just won't be able to overcome very well. Injuries on the defensive line, and now a couple of their key players, linebacker Will Compton and Sua Cravens, another linebacker in their nickel package, either won't play or will be limited if they do. And that's just a problem that they can't overcome. What they've got to hope is that they make a play here and there to stop them and get them off the field on third down. But overall, I wouldn't be too down on the Redskins' defense, just because they're doing the best they can with the people they have left.
So, Mary, is it tacky to ask Trevor for a prediction?
No.
No? Okay, then I'll ask it. If it's tacky, I'd have you ask it. But
okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's have a prediction, Trevor. What do you think? Who's going to win?
I think the Redskins win this game. I think Cam Newton makes a lot of plays and puts a big scare into Redskins fans. But ultimately, Kirk Cousins will throw vertical passes down the field, and his receivers will catch short passes, break a tackle, and turn those into big plays. And it's the Redskins passing game that will prevail.
Trevor Matich, thank you so much. Looking forward to tonight, 8:30 kickoff, FedEx Field. 7:15, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading to the Wilson Bridge, we had an earlier incident, so if you think it's a little bit slower than normal, you're not making that up. So we had delays before St. Barnabas Road, but lanes open up ahead, so that's some positive news. Heading DC, 295 northbound, they cleared the crash before you get to East Capitol Street, so the pace improving a bit. Southbound very slow, coming off of both 50 and the BW Parkway. New York Avenue, just signal light delays right now. George Washington Parkway, stop and go before 123 and heading down toward the overlooks. For the Baltimore Washington Parkway, uneventful this morning. A little bit of that volume southbound in Laurel. 270, they had been sweeping some debris off of the roadway southbound before you get to 121. Clarksburg delays before Urbana. Virginia Beltway, great start here to the Monday morning. Three and down Tyson's. Now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
WMAL Weather Channel Forecast for today. We are looking for sunny skies and a high temperature of 37. Overnight, cloudy, will be down around 25. For tomorrow, sunshine, high 42. Clear tomorrow night, down to 29. Sunshine Wednesday in the upper 40s. And for Thursday, we'll be in the low 50s. And overnight lows Thursday, down in the 30s. Right now in Washington, 33 degrees, 717. WMAL.
Have you been thinking about upgrading your heating and air conditioning system? Well, now is the perfect time. ARS Rescue Router will give you up to $1,000 in instant savings on complete heating and cooling systems now through the end of the year. Expert installation from trusted professionals. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
All right. We've made it through the election. But what happens when you've lost your significant other because of the election results? I mean, some people are losing family members. It's Mornings on the Mall. I'm Rick Fowler. Brian and Larry have the day off. Mary Walter is here. And yes. Mary, what do you, what do you do when you've lost the one in your life because they just couldn't accept the fact that Trump won? Where do you go next?
Well, if I lost someone because they can't accept, if they're not mature enough to be able to accept that someone that they voted for lost, sometimes happens, I will go out and celebrate because good riddance to bad rubbish on that one.
Well, how about Trump Singles?
Huh?
TrumpSingles.com.
No way. There's actually a dating site for singles?
For
Trump Singles.
12,000 people on the site with a goal of, quote, making dating great again. All right, now, they have extreme betting. Okay, we know about the extreme betting. Okay, they have extreme betting. They screen their users to ensure they are not trolls, but are true believers in Trump.
See, I get it, though. I get it, because I have to tell you, my husband, he and I are very much on the same page politically, and here's why I think probably in most relationships people are, because, you know, can you imagine being married to someone, for me anyway, for me to be married to someone who's a Hillary supporter, we would have had to have totally diametrically opposed financial positions. You can't run a relationship if the two of you aren't on the same page financially. You can't have a marriage. It'll fail because you'll fight over money all the time. So I would think that those unions probably were doomed anyway. So,
well, it's similar to Remainder. There's an app for British citizens who voted to remain within the EU and who are so avid about their choice, they don't want to date anybody that advocated for leaving the EU. I mean, people are taking this stuff seriously over there, too.
Well, it's very much the same thing, don't you think?
Oh, yeah,
it is very
absolutely
much the same thing. But have our politics gotten to the point, and I don't know how it was, like back when my parents were dating, I don't know how it was at the time. So maybe it was just as divided then.
Well, you know what's interesting is, You know, people that are Hillary Clinton supporters, you know, very strong on diversity and acceptance, and sort of preach this whole notion of being open-minded and tolerance and accepting everyone. But they accept everyone except conservatives, and especially those conservatives that voted for Donald Trump. It just strikes me as hypocritical.
Well, yeah, that's a huge problem for me. I cannot be in a relationship with someone who's a big, fat hypocrite. Because I would feel a need to point that out on a regular basis, and we probably wouldn't get very sore. Listen, there are people I know who go out on dates and everything is fine until they start talking about politics. Mm-hmm. And that is almost something now, it's like religion. But I think we're more tolerant of religious differences than we are of political differences. And not everybody, I think there's a certain segment of society where for them, if you don't agree with them, you're automatically a racist. So I can't date a racist. There's that absolute that's right there. And it's sad. It's really sad. So I think Trump singles is probably brilliant. And I wish I had thought of it about a year ago, because they probably could have made a boatload of money off. I think they're a little late to the party.
Well, it's TrumpSingles.com. So you have 12,000 other supporters to choose from.
Did you go to it? Have you checked
it
out?
No, I have not gone there yet.
I'm going there right now. Now, do they? Here's a question: what about same-sex relationships? Do they do that as well?
I haven't gotten that far.
I'll tell you right now. Yes, they do. You can look. You can be a guy looking for a guy, a woman looking for a woman. Those are your only two choices. They don't have Z and all those other, you know, 31 different gender choices. You got a choice between male and female. That's it on this page.
TrumpSingles.com could be your key to a great new year, because how many people are not going to make it through the holidays?
Yeah, and this is a bet. You know, you're not allowed to break up with someone now. If you hadn't broken up with them by, say, Halloween, you're in it through New Year's now. Because if you break up with someone now, you're just a jerk.
Well, you know, I thought by Thanksgiving dinner, the liberals and the family would have been over it, but they weren't. And we have Christmas dinner coming up. So we'll see how it all plays out. TrumpSingles.com, 722 WMAL Mornings on the Mall. And for those people that didn't get over it, they're trying to hold up the Electoral College vote today. Northern Virginia Congressman Don Beyer is one of them. We're going to talk to him at 735.
Looking for a new career? Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. is growing and looking to add career-oriented installation and service technicians. On-job training is provided, so all skill levels are encouraged. Apply online at joinoverheaddoor.com, a military and equal opportunity employer.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van, or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back, or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
Do you have sleep apnea? Did you get a CPAP machine using insurance? If so, brace yourself for some bad news. Your CPAP shop gets the same amount of money from your insurance no matter what CPAP they give you. That means they can sell you the most basic machine and charge you way, way too much. But get this. There's a secret your CPAP provider doesn't want you to know. You can get a brand name ResMed or Philips Respironics CPAP machine for far less than your copay and deductible. How? By calling CPAP.com at 1-800-600-8710. CPAP.com is changing the way people treat sleep apnea. No red tape, no sky-high insurance prices. We've shipped over 1 million orders to people who want comfortable, effective sleep apnea equipment at a better price than insurance. See for yourself with a special radio offer. Get a new ResMed or Philips Respironics CPAP machine at an incredibly low price with free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-600-8710. That's 1-800-600-8710.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com.
7:25 on WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center this morning.
All right, and Virginia commuters heading through Arlington on 50. Arlington Boulevard really stacking up here past South Glebe Road. If you're heading up toward Fillmore Street, crews are responding to a report of a crash in that area. So do watch 50. I'm really watching delays stack up here, so some unusual volume. 395 through Landmark slowing. We're doing okay. Just that volume across the 14th Street Bridge, Wilson Bridge backups before you get to St. Barnabas Road. For now, crossing the American Legion Bridge is a little sluggish here coming out of Virginia. Inbound toll road, that ramp that would take you onto the Beltway outer loop, right into that ramp activity from a fender bender there. 66, no problems reported, but through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks toward the Vienna Metro, seeing that stop and go. Update brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain relieving braces, non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-NEED, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After highs in the 60s yesterday, back in the down, staying in the mid to upper 30s all day today. The clouds eventually giving way to sunshine and we lose the wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
33 degrees at 7:26 on WMAL.
We have a mission for you. A major weapons test is imminent. We need to know how to destroy it.
If you're really doing this, I want to help. I've been recruiting for the rebellion for a long time.
They destroyed our home.
I fight the Empire now.
I fear nothing. All is as the Force wills it.
Rogue One in theaters this weekend. The second best December opening ever. $155 million over the weekend alone.
That's insane. Little nerds have a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, they expected about $130 million over the weekend, but it made $155 million, opened at number one in global markets everywhere.
I cannot keep track of a movie franchise that the very first one I watched, I was like 15. I don't understand how I'm supposed to remember it now, and then it's a prequel, and I don't get it.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is out of
order. It's too jumbled up.
It's out of the sequence. To give you an idea of the magnitude of this opening, all right, it's number one at the box office for the weekend with $155 million.
Wow.
The number two movie, the gross for the number two movie is only $11 million. You talk about a crushing victory. You talk about a mandate. The number three is Office Christmas Party, and they only grossed $8.4 million.
So, I heard it was awful.
Oof.
I heard it was terrible. Star Wars fans are incredible. I mean, they are a very, very, very loyal group of people. I have to give that to them. And I joke around about them being dorks, obviously. I do. It's a fun little stereotype. But, you know, they are very loyal fans. You can get them. You're golden.
Rogue One, a Star Wars story in theaters now. It is 7:28. WMAL's Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. And well, it's time. Time for me to get on a plan. You know, I'm 6'1". At my highest a couple of months ago, I was almost 250 pounds. I need a plan. This is going to be the last year that losing weight will be on my New Year's resolutions. I joined EMP 180 Weight Loss. I did my research. I vetted them. I sat down with them and I talked. They talked. I listened. They listened. EMP 180 Weight Loss weighed me in, did my body composition. EMP 180 Weight Loss is short for Empower. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP 180 Weight Loss. If you have weight to lose, I'm urging you to do what I'm doing. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Get it on your calendar and start the biggest change of your life today. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
It is Monday. Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. It is also the day the Electoral College votes. Unless some people get their way and delay it. Northern Virginia Congressman Don Beyer wants to hold off, delay the Electoral College vote. We'll talk to him next about it.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Most presidential election years today is just a formality, but this year, the vote today by the Electoral College has taken on new significance.
Donald Trump getting one step closer to officially becoming the next president of the United States today. All 538 members of the Electoral College casting their ballots across the country. The typically ceremonial process in the spotlight, since some are urging electors to go rogue and block Trump from the office. For that to happen, though, 37 Republican electors must switch their votes, a scenario seen as highly unlikely.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. Republican Senator John McCain is joining Democrats in calling for a special select committee to investigate allegations of Russian interference in the election. That puts McCain, who's chairman of the Armed Services Committee, at odds not only with President-elect Trump, but with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. An early morning fire has destroyed the clubhouse at the District Yacht Club in southeast Washington. Arriving firefighters found that clubhouse engulfed in flames. They were able, however, to keep the fire from spreading to nearby boats. No reports of injuries or significant damage to boats. The Redskins host the Carolina Panthers at FedEx tonight. Head coach Jay Gruden says the Panthers may not be as good as they were last year, but you can't underestimate Cam Newton.
I think they've had a deal with some offensive line issues as far as injuries are concerned, so that's kind of hindered him a little bit. But he's still a great weapon, and he's still a major, major threat every time he gets the ball in his hands, which is every snap.
Kickoff tonight's at 8:30. Montgomery County's top officials are set to hold a reception tonight for three of the county's Olympians, including Jack Conger, Katie Ledecky, and Ashley Nee. County Executive Ike Leggett.
We're very proud of them, and there's a lot of hoopla that goes around, and we wanted to make certain that our county recognizes the very special nature to have the Olympians from Montgomery County.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,843. The NASDAQ at 54.37. Sports, the Redskins getting ready to host the Panthers tonight. Yesterday, the Giants and Cowboys win. The Eagles lose to the Ravens. NBA, the Wizards win. College basketball, Howard wins. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
People with special needs need to get around differently. That's why we created Reach-A-Ride for people like you or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, get to school or office, or would just like to do some shopping, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that will get you there. Reach-A-Ride. At reacharide.org, easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Need a little extra help? No worries. Reach-A-Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to go with Reach-A-Ride. Relax and ride with a click or a call at reacharide.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Estamos en español, también en reacharide.org.
If your carpets are like mine, they probably need a truly deep cleaning. And now is the time before the holidays. And Zero Res is ready to help with a really generous deal, the Zero Res 1010 holiday offer. Call and book your cleaning today, and Zero Res will donate $10 to the Fisher House Foundation. Plus, you'll save $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. So this way, everybody wins. You've heard me talk about Zero Res and the amazing clean they give your carpets. They clean my carpets, leaving them smelling fresh, feeling soft, looking brand new again. Listen, Zero Res always guarantees their work. All technicians or company employees, drug tested, background checked, bonded. They respect your time with prompt appointment arrivals. Plus, they bring their own water, so your supply is not tapped into. Don't delay. Get clean for the holidays with Zero Res's 1010 offer. $10 donated to Fisher House and $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Minimum supply. Tell them Larry sent you. Call 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Hail Mary, full of grace,
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women,
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
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 Becoming the best version of yourself is just one daily rosary away. This is an invitation to prayer, peace, and mercy, brought to you by Athey Rosaries, A-T-H-E-Y, rosaries.com.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017 during the Season of Adventure sales event. Visit your local DC Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway near the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. The crash as you're coming out of Greenbelt. Inner Loop side after the BW Parkway. As you come up to Good Luck Road, that's where we have the crash. It is slow in each direction. Looks like that outer loop with the rubbernecking delays. Then outer loop will take you from New Hampshire Avenue to Georgia Avenue. Stop and go. 270, currently nothing reported as you head through Clarksburg. Again, Gaithersburg into Rockville with the volume. Crossing the American Legion Bridge, Interloop, starting to see those delays forming before the Georgetown Pike. The ramp from the inbound Dulles Toll Road to get onto the Beltway, that's to the shoulder now. A little bit of a distraction. Arlington, man, we're jammed here. Coming out of the Seven Corners area, we have 50 delays. Arlington Boulevard to get past South Glebe Road before Fillmore Street for the crash. And outbound sees the activity slows. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The wind backing down, as well as temperatures. Temperatures coming way down with the clouds mixing in with some sunshine eventually today. We'll stay in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Centerville, 32 in Bethesda, 32 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
7:37. It's Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Brian and Larry have the day off. Mary Walter is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are joined by Virginia Congressman Don Beyer. He is a Democrat from Northern Virginia, and he tweeted on Wednesday about the Electoral College, and I'm not going to cast it from the headlines or the news stories that I've seen and heard. I simply want to welcome Congressman Beyer to WMAL. It's nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Mary.
And I want to ask you why you are calling for the delay in the Electoral College and what you propose.
Well, I think it's important to emphasize that we're not trying to delegitimize the process at all. Rather, in the last couple of weeks, since the CIA had briefed members of the Congress about Russia's interference in the election, and even last week the FBI and CIA agreed that Russia had intervened in order to hurt Hillary Clinton and help Donald Trump. All I was asking for was that we give the electors that same, you know, appropriately declassified information to help them make a good decision today. And if they needed to postpone it, then postpone it a couple of days or a week to do that.
So, Congressman, this is Mary Walter. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Here's my question, though, is, you know, you're then asking this group of people, 500 and some odd people, to make the decision basically for the entire country. And I guess my question to you is, in what way did Russia interfere that would have changed the election?
Well, we don't know. I haven't seen the report. Certainly was serious enough.
Okay.
For people before the election, like Harry Reid all summer and Marco Rubio, to have raised it. And now with both the FBI and CIA, neither of which are partisan organizations, to have brought this to the front.
But
we don't know whether it changed the outcome of the election. There are certainly a lot of things that happened there, positive and negative for both sides. But the whole point of the electors is that they are supposed to make the decision for the whole nation.
They take pledges. Here's my question, because I know we don't have a lot of time, and this is the disconnect I think a lot of people have. Is Hillary Clinton, when Trump supporters were claiming of that there were voting irregularities in Detroit, the Clinton camp came out and said, called it ridiculous whining by losers. All these claims of voter fraud, foreign influence, and fake news are pathetic excuses by the side the voters rejected. She called complaints of the rigged election and the pleas to electors and recounts, quote, attacks on our Constitution's democracy and the kind of thing only a bitter, rejected failure would engage in. The losing candidate ought to be embarrassed by this pathetic performance. And if it's true, as you said, that we knew about this back in September, how come it's a problem now? If we knew about it back in September, and when Trump people were complaining it was ridiculous, now all of a sudden it isn't ridiculous.
It's interesting that there are two different ways of approaching it. Jim Comey with the FBI decided, for example, 11 days out to go public with his concerns about Anthony Weiner's emails. President Obama, on the other hand, felt that in general, and the tradition in America was not to intervene politically in an election close to the end. He might influence the outcome. So the president made the decision to hold back on this till after the election. I respect that. But now that it's out there, we just thought it would be best for the electors to know what the intelligence community knows.
Well, there's a...
We're a couple of hours away, so it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, we made our best effort to make sure that they saw it.
Well, there's a consensus in the intelligence community that there is no evidence that any voting machines or voting tabulations were compromised by any hacking. So what type of thing would you be looking for in there? What type of evidence would create such an issue that the Electoral College outcome would be changed?
Rick, I think you're absolutely right. There is no evidence.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of hearings before the election. And these voting machines are pretty reliable, so we're lucky there. We're more fortunate. Mm-hmm. But Mike Morrell, who was the former Republican head of the CIA for George Bush, pointed out that the Russian attacks through the cyber, you know, going into the DNC and the DCCC and John Podesta's emails, essentially this is like the political equivalent of 9/11. It's the first time in our 240-year history that we've had a foreign government try to intervene in the election. Whether they were successful or not, you know, that's not for me to say. The hope was that the electors could look. By the way, we never expected any of the Trump electors are going to vote for Hillary today. Rather, that they might not vote for Donald Trump, may throw it back to the House of Representatives, which is controlled by Republicans. This is not an attempt to elect Hillary Clinton. She already gracefully conceded.
A quick question. You know, you talked about, you know, whether the Russians hacked the DNC and so on. We know that they apparently tried to also attack the RNC, but the firewall was really good. And I guess, does it change whether the Russians hacked it and leaked that information or not? Does it change the content of those emails?
You know, the RNC did seem to do a better job at it. And I think that was one of the reasons why President Obama hesitated in October. He made the public statement that the Russians had tried to hack both sides.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what the FBI and CIA have said is that having successfully hacked the Democrats, they were selectively, and it looks like with Putin's direct assistance, trying to undermine the Clinton side and help the Trump side.
Well, but it doesn't change.
Made a difference in the end, I don't know, but the thought was that the electors at least should see that information.
Assuming that Donald Trump is confirmed today by the Electoral College, have you thought about how you're going to work with the Trump administration?
Yeah, I think, I respect the office of the presidency very much. I think all the Democrats do. So when the president, if Trump is the president and moves forward, when he's trying to do good things that we agree with, we will help. And when he's trying to destroy the EPA or get rid of the Department of Education, we will fight him vigorously.
I guess we all agree that this is most likely not going to happen today, that the electors are going to do their job and they are going to vote the way that they were supposed to, because there were some electors who were talking about not voting for Hillary Clinton and in an attempt to try to throw it to the House, as you stated, and that doesn't help her, obviously. So I think we're going to go forward with this. What do you think this accomplishes if we know it's going to go forward by, continuing to maintain that we should have some kind of question here? Is that all it is to just leave a question?
No, when I raised this a week ago, it was with the with the hope that the intelligence communities, maybe through the president, would make this available information available to the electors. Yeah, appropriately redacted. And then if it couldn't be done by today, that Congress would postpone it.
Okay.
Well, neither of those happened, and we're a few hours away. So at this point, it's just history.
Gotcha.
Congressman Don Beyer, thanks so much for taking the time with us this morning on WMAL.
Interesting conversation.
Thank you, Mary. Happy holidays.
You too, Merry Christmas.
744 WMAL Mornings on the Mall.
Guys, Christmas is coming. This year, go with a win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com, including the exclusive Mink Chocolate Hoodie Footy. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood and a full-zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. Includes a Hoodie Footy and sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com and save $60. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
745 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center this morning.
We have troubles in Arlington. If you normally take 50, say, coming out of the Seven Corners area, you need to listen up, maybe think about your alternate, or just patience through the delays. Inbound 50, Arlington Boulevard after South Glebe Road, but before you get to Fillmore Street, that's where we have the crash. Happened in the westbound, outbound lanes, but it was overturned. Have a left lane blocked heading inbound, and so much to check out through that stretch. Westbound, yes, you do have a little bit of volume to get through there as well. It's going to be a little tedious as you come off of Washington Boulevard as a result. 395, no drama, but the volume through Landmark, and again at the 14th Street Bridge. Now, on the Maryland Beltway, a lot of activity happening here with this crash near the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. This is going to be, I'm looking at the Beltway, they're trying to confine everything to the shoulders, both left and right shoulders. The crash happened on the inner loop side. Outer loop, you can see all this activity, so you're slowing as well. No problems to report getting down to the Beltway on 95 BW Parkway or 29. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much colder air now settling in. Gusty winds now backing down. Still northwesterly, 10 to 15 miles per hour today. The overcast mixes in with some sunshine. Probably make it back to 37. Most of us just holding in the mid to upper 30s all day. 25 tonight. Outside the Beltway, colder. Tuesday, sunny, 42. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
32 degrees at 747 on WMAL. WMAL Mornings on the Mall. Brian and Larry have the day off. I'm Rick Fowler. Mary Walter is with us. And we have lost one of the icons of the 20th century, Zsa Zsa Gabor, has died at the age of 99.
Wow, she was 99 years old?
Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Hello, darlings. I'm Zsa Zsa.
Darlings. You know, she and her sister, Ava, and I guarantee you there are people listening right now who are saying, who?
Exactly.
As far as I was concerned, she and her sister were interchangeable. They looked exactly alike, right? They looked exactly alike. They sounded exactly alike. They were both stunningly beautiful and hilarious.
Now,
they had some of the best quotes, and I'm not very good with accents. I want a man who's kind and understanding. Is that too much to ask of a millionaire?
I like the one, I'm an excellent housekeeper. Every time I get a divorce, I keep the house.
You didn't do it with the accent.
I know.
Come on.
Well, I always tell the truth. That's why everybody hates me, because I tell the truth. People don't like to hear the truth.
Now, we should clarify that Ava Gabor was on Green Acres.
Great job.
She died in 1995, on July 4th. But this is Zsa Zsa Gabor. And how would you equate her to sort of a current icon of
You know, it's not film, not necessarily television, just sort of that whole Hollywood thing.
She was just a personality.
Somebody raises to that level.
Well, you know, honestly, she would be, she's like a Kardashian. The Gabor sisters were like Kardashians. There were two of them, but not a gazillion. I don't know how many Kardashians there are running around, but there were only two of them. They were just like Kardashians with class. They had the money. They were beautiful, but what they didn't do was make sex tapes and take their clothes off and pose next to nothing. They had at least had class about the way that they were. So they were the Kardashians, but with class.
Well, she only was in two films, basically, her first
which
film
is more
role.
Than the Kardashians have been. And so right there, they're ahead of the Kardashians.
She was in Moulin Rouge. That's probably the one that's the most famous of the movies of 1952. She went through nine husbands.
Nine
husbands.
Who was that guy she was married to? Duke somebody?
Oof, I don't have
she's
all nine of them.
She's married to that wacky guy?
Well, she was married to Conrad Hilton.
Okay.
And George Sanders, the actor. And, you know, just known for that whole Hollywood thing. Zsa Zsa Gabor. Dead at the age of 99. 7:50, Mornings on the Mall on WMAL.
Hello, darlings. I'm Zsa Zsa.
Do you need a gift idea that truly says, I love you? I have the perfect idea. Hi, it's Brian Wilson, and I'm talking about the virtual physical gift certificate, the gift of life and health for your loved ones. A virtual physical is a body scan that can detect microscopic amounts of plaque in your heart and arteries that can lead to heart attacks or stroke. It can also detect small tumors and various cancers in the body before you begin to feel symptoms. And if you get it early, you have a better chance of successful and less invasive treatment. I've had mine. You should have yours, too. Call 301-984-9009 and give the gift of life and health this Christmas. You can use your flex spending dollars to purchase the virtual physical gift certificate, and you should use those flex spending dollars before you lose them. Set up your appointment today, 301-984-9009. Make sure you ask about their specials and the amazing virtual colonoscopy. 301-984-9009, online at virtualphysical.com.
My name is Dr. Jonathan Greenberg. Stop what you are doing because what I'm about to say will improve the quality of your life. Snoring is a serious matter. If you have ignored your snoring problem, or if you have a loved one that has accepted snoring as a way of life, I want to help you stop snoring. You know, here we are again at the holidays. What's the perfect gift? Well, the perfect gift actually is a Z-Pod. Z-Pod is designed to be comfortable, affordable, and effective at eliminating snoring. Go to ZPod.com and order now. ZYPPAH.com. That's Z-Pod. It's Happy Z spelled backwards. Listen, I'm a big believer on trust. You have to believe and trust in the product. Z-Pod is a revolutionary oral appliance. You have nothing to lose because we back every Z-Pod appliance with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Go to ZPod.com and order now. ZYPPAH.com. Z-Pod will conquer your snoring problems and allow you or your loved one to finally get a good night's sleep. ZYPPAH.com.
Not long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, to expand the business, to go on vacation, to buy a new car, remember? But today, withdrawing your own cash has become very, very risky. Listen, according to the Secret War on Cash, a new Swiss America white paper I just read, it made my hair stand on end. You better be careful when you go to the bank. I learned why banks are now required to spy on you and I for the government. And then they report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. What does that mean? Get the Secret War on Cash now by calling 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. Did you know simply spending cash today is enough to get you branded as a potential criminal? You heard me. You better read The Secret War on Cash. It's free by calling 800-289-2646. The new war against cash is really a war against all freedom-loving Americans. Find out how to survive and thrive by reading The Secret War on Cash. It's free if you call 800-289-2646 right now.
7:53 on WMAL, checking in on your money with Stephanie Shelton at the CNBC Business Desk.
Courtney Reagan here. Futures continue to point to a higher open on Wall Street as the Dow Industrials move closer to the historic 20,000 level. Crude oil prices just barely higher. Goldman Sachs will pay more than $56 million to settle a class action lawsuit over rigging an interest rate used in the derivatives market. Lynda.com, LinkedIn's training site, notifying users that hackers have stolen about 55,000 passwords. Mosaic is buying most of the fertilizer business from Brazilian mining company Vale for around $2.5 billion, half in cash. Uber continuing to challenge San Francisco's orders to get a California autonomous car permit. Uber has been testing its self-driving cars with passengers in the City of Hills since last Wednesday. Says its cars have a driver ready to take control if necessary, thus not true autonomous cars. Rogue One, the Star Wars spinoff, taking in about $155 million last weekend in the U.S. and Canada. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
It's 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Intersection of Goldsboro and Massachusetts Avenue for the crash. Seeing delays not only on Massachusetts Avenue, but mostly Goldsboro as you come off of River Road. So plan for that. In Arlington, the crash happened in the outbound westbound direction of 50 Arlington Boulevard after Fillmore Street with the overturned vehicle. So it had stopped all outbound lanes. Inbound had a left lane blocked. Inbound as you come out of Seven Corners, 50 commuters, Arlington Boulevard. Watch for extensive delays again because of this crash that happened in the westbound direction. On the Beltway through Annandale, just the volume again at the Legion Bridge. Maryland Beltway, we've been busy. Inner loop of the Beltway at the Baltimore-Washington Parkway crash now confined to both shoulders, but slows both loops of the Capitol Beltway there. Update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute. Treats the most AFib patients in the Washington, D.C. region with innovative treatments like the Watchman to help reduce the risk of stroke associated with this condition. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/AFib. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running some colder air in now. Rain's done, and so is the wind. The wind will continue to back down through the morning hours. Clouds eventually to some sunshine. Temperatures mid to upper 30s all day. Overnight tonight, decreasing clouds, 25. Colder suburbs. Sunny tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 32 degrees at 7:57 on WMAL.
Ready to make a real difference in 2017? A degree in cybersecurity can help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2017. Classes start January 2nd with innovative and career-focused cybersecurity degree programs to fit your busy schedule, on-site and online. Let Stratford's best-in-class IT faculty bring you the latest cybersecurity breakthroughs and solutions to help you succeed in today's most sought-after field. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your master's degree in cybersecurity or bachelor's degree with cybersecurity focus. Register today at stratford.edu/cybernow. That's stratford.edu/cybernow, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 cyber scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete details at stratford.edu/cybernow. stratford.edu/cybernow.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit Innova.org/heart. Innova. Join the future of health.
Averitt Express, a leading transportation provider since 1971, is proud to be a part of the Hagerstown community. Averitt is hiring CDLA experienced drivers, trainees, and driving school grads for our regional driving positions. There's also a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Give Averitt a call at 888-249-2024. That's 888-249-2024. Or visit www.averittcareers.com and be a part of our growing team in Hagerstown. Averitt is an equal opportunity employer.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Hip and Knee Pain, a conservative approach to treatment, on Wednesday, January 11th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
7:59 on WMAL, Mornings on the Mall. Coming up, Donald Trump cabinet picks are unnerving Washington and the media. We'll talk about it with Robert Costa from the Washington Post, and we'll get Donald Trump's response to Michelle Obama's comments on hope. All